dogmatic, it will be primitive, it really won't cut the ice. And that was one of the great differences between Ashkenazic Jewry and Sephardic Jewry. And the Sephardim were unwilling to accept that answer. And therefore, they had to have a philosophic answer. So Spanish Jewry, aside from producing poets, produced tremendous philosophers, people who came to answer these problems. When we discussed Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon a few weeks ago, I mentioned to you that the first major book of Jewish philosophy after the time of Philo was the Emunos Videos, the Book of Beliefs of Opinions of Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon. That book was written in Arabic and was meant to fill this void. The reason that it did not was because, as again I mentioned to you, it was not an Aristotelian book. It was not founded on the principles of Greek philosophy. Today it is a more relevant book than any of the Aristotelian books, simply because of the fact that he did not tie himself to Aristotle's ideas and viewpoint of the universe. But in its time, in the 10th, 11th, 12th centuries, it was not popular among Spanish Jews. It is almost never quoted because of the fact that it was not based upon Aristotle. Yes. Well, Aristotle's ideas of nature, of cause and effect, Aristotle saw a very ordered world in which everything had to fit. There's a reason for everything. And Aristotle, in religion, the contribution of Aristotle, or rather the straitjacket of Aristotle, was that there was no room left for doubt. Everything had to be explained. And if it couldn't be explained, then somehow it did not conform to natural law and could not be correct. Now, if you do that in religion, you are going to have certain events in every human being's life and in the life of the Jewish people as a nation generally that just cannot be explained, that are not going to fit into any rule. And because of that, therefore, you had an opposite effect, that the philosophers came to explain religion and make it relevant and palatable. The end result of the philosophy was that many Jews lost their faith because the faith could not conform to any philosophy. Another off-the-cuff, simple, oversimplified description of philosophy is it is like sleeping in a bed with a blanket that is too short. Something is always going to stick out. You can't get it all to fit. And that is the problem. Now, if Aristotle would have said, it doesn't all have to fit, so then that's one direction in philosophy, but that is not what he said. He said everything is going to fit. Not only that, he made the stars and the planets and the moon and everything fit into his system. And then when Copernicus and Galileo came and said the stars and the moon, they don't conform, nature doesn't conform to what he said were the laws of nature, well, then you have a tremendous philosophic problem, a problem that the church wrestles with until today. The church prefers not to speak about it. But most people are fairly well convinced today that the world is round, and that the sun is at the center of our galaxy, and we move in gravitational fields influenced by the sun, around the sun. Whereas Aristotle's world, that was not true. And therefore, you have a very, very severe problem if you believe in Aristotle. So once Aristotle became Aquinas, and once the Pope said that Aquinas is right, and once the Pope is infallible, so then you put yourself in a box. That box is still present today. That's why, for instance, the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim is a tremendously great work, but it is not philosophically relevant today. And